Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. To God be all the glory for the great, wonderful, mighty things he is doing in the midst of us. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are absolutely rejoicing and glad in it. Hallelujah. Finally, Glory be to God. Do you ever find yourself going to a destination, and as you're on your way, there's a detour, and that's going to delay you? As you take that detour, here comes construction. So you're already behind schedule because of the detour, and now there's road construction. So you find yourself trying to make up some time, and then you go, and there's traffic. And that's what happened tonight. My wife pushed through, persevered. There were roadblocks, there were potholes, there were detours, but we are here praying as usual. We are here going before the throne of grace. We are here, amen, to God be the glory, as a team of intercessors, believing God by faith that all things are possible with God. With man, it might be impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Hallelujah. I feel like talking fast, but I ain't going to rush God. I have the ability to speed up my language, but no, we're going to know that this is a divine appointment by God. Amen. But I'm going to go right into these two verses of scripture that the Lord has placed in my spirit. The book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 19 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he has consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God. Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. That was me. I don't know if that was you, but that was me. And our bodies washed with the pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works. Finally, verse number 25 says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. I don't know about you, but I see the day approaching rapidly. We can look at the Supreme Court. We can watch our televisions. We can listen to our music. We can watch the internet and the videos, and we know that the days are fastly approaching. The last days is what I'm referring to. And he says, not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. That's why we come on Tuesday night at 7:30, represented from different states throughout these United States. We're coming together because we know the urgency and seriousness of the times in which we're living. I can't do anything without prayer. We're praying to Jesus. We're praying to God the Father. We're praying in the spirit of the Holy Ghost, because Jesus said, without me, you can do nothing. You can't get your life together. You can't get your house in order. You can't stay healthy. You can't live your dreams. He said, without me, you can do nothing. So we come together. It says, unlike the manner of some, people have the audacity in this day to not go to church anymore, to not assemble on prayer lines, to not come together where two or more are gathered. If husbands and wives pray more, there'd be less divorce. Oh, I don't want to go down that road. But my wife and I, we strongly believe in marriage. We strongly believe in a second chance. We strongly believe in holy matrimony. And that's why the Bible says that you and I have a new way of living, which he has consecrated to us. He said, let us draw near with a true heart and a full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience. When I was in the world, evil had its grip on me. I was a partier. I was that fornicator. I was that person living as my body was leading. And God sprinkled his blood on me. God supernaturally rescued my life. And now I have a new heart. Glory be to God. You have a new heart. And now God is transforming our thinking through his word, through prayer, through him, the preacher. We change the way we think. Because when you change what you're thinking, you change where you're going. Hallelujah. When you change what you're thinking, you change where you're going. I'll never forget my wife introduced me to home buying. And she told me to bring my loose change home, bring my nickels and dimes home. We're going to get a house one day. And I thought she'd lost her mind because our credit was tore up from the floor up. And she said, just bring your loose change, and you'll be amazed at how that change added up to hundreds. And we started buying stuff. And long story short, we've been in this house now for over 17 years because I believed in her words. She had a better grip on finances than I did. She had better money management than I did. And I just tapped in. And now I don't spend my money unwisely. Come on, somebody. Now I spend my money wisely and I go to work and we try to get ahead. We have tried to put away for assets and for our future. And that's what he's saying here. When the blood of Jesus is involved and when we pray for one another, it says, provoke one another to good works. We got a prayer request tonight, and I need that phone number. I need that name of that young man, Pastor, before we pray. Sister Miriam's grandson living in Puerto Rico, we need to pray for him. We need to lift him up while we are here together in the name of Jesus. His name is Daniel. Amen. We're going to pray for Daniel, and we're going to pray for one another. That's what this prayer line, and pray for Roxy, his mother. Amen. To God be the glory. So let's go ahead and do it. Father, in the name of Jesus, this is the day you have made. We are still here in the name of Jesus. Lord, I even see your hand as you work out a miracle in my body, in my life. I know I'm not the only one on this phone line who've experienced your goodness. Since we've had this prayer line, we've had many testimonies of your goodness. We have many, Father God, accounts of your miracles working in people's lives. Now, Lord, we lift up Daniel to you as he has this serious rash all over his body. He has a serious outbreak over his body, and we pray for him, Lord. That young man needs healing in his body, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you give him comfort, Lord, that he won't itch and that the rash won't spread, and that, Lord, you will fix it supernaturally in the name of Jesus, even as they treat it with ointments and topical creams. Even as the doctor give the mother advice on how to treat this rash, I pray supernaturally that you would touch him right now, all the way in Puerto Rico, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said in Psalm 107, you sent your word that they might be healed, and you saved them from their destruction. So we pray for little Daniel, healing over his body in the name of Jesus. Right now, give him, like you did with Naaman, give him the baby skin of a newborn baby, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Don't even let it leave marks and blemishes, Lord, because this grandmother and this mother are asking for prayer for that skin rash. And right now we pray for Roxy that you would give his mother comfort in the name of Jesus. Lord, give her right now peace for her baby boy in the name of Jesus. And we pray for every caller tonight. We pray for every person who called in. We're praying for your marriage. We're praying for your finances. We're binding up sickness and disease off of your life. We believe, God, by faith right now, that your dreams will come true, that God will use you to advance his kingdom, that your family will look at you as you put your light on a lampstand. Our cousins and our uncles and our aunts, our parents, our children, they need the light of Christ that we represent. That's why we got to live this thing. That's why we can't sit in and just turn it on and off when we go to church. But we got to live this thing Monday through Saturday. People are hurting. People are lost. People are looking for true answers. And they want us to say, what is this God that you serve? I just went back to work on this Monday, and people are saying, you don't look like what you've been through. You know how we preach that in our churches, and we say it to one another in the Christian circle? I'm hearing that from worldly people. I'm hearing that from FedEx. We heard it at the hospital. You don't look like what you've been through, and you do not look like what you're going through. People say you look strong. You look fortified. You look like the old Anthony. You look like yourself. And I heard the worst. But with God, hallelujah, Jesus, he keeps his word. That's why I went to this scripture tonight. He says in that verse 23, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, without wavering, without wavering. And I got a serious diagnosis, and fear hit me at first, but then I got back to faith. My wife prayed for her husband. She prayed for her pastor. She prayed for her partner. She prayed for me, and I felt my strength coming back. I felt my help coming. So the fear that I had before I went through the radiation, before I went through the chemotherapy, and it was a very aggressive process that I went through, and my body withstood it because I prayed to God to help me. And he said, don't waver. Don't let fear overwhelm you. I pray right now in the name of Jesus, even as my daughter, I pray right now for favor, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I pray for favor for Akita, even as I heard the news, as you seek, you will find. As you knock, it will be made open. Glory be to God. As you, hallelujah, as you ask, it will be given to you. So I'm praying on behalf of our eldest daughter that you would give her favor, Lord. You know what she stands in the need of. And right now we're asking you for favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Divine favor for her life. Divine favor for what she needs in the name of Jesus. Open doors that no man can shut. Glory be to God. I thank you for supernatural favor, Lord, that you would just open up like you parted the Red Sea, that people would come into agreement, Lord, that favor would find her, that the people that she interact with would just give her favor in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you for Akita, that you would give her peace, that you would give her boldness and Holy Ghost courage in the name of Jesus to walk by faith and not by sight, to believe the report of the Lord in the name of Jesus, and to believe you, God. Hallelujah. We know it's all about Jesus. So, Lord, I know you're going to provide for her. I know you're going to meet every need in the name of Jesus. So give her peace as she proceeds in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for supernatural intervention, Lord. Every caller, every person standing in the need of prayer, your adult children, your small children, if you got them in daycare, if they're in nursery, if they're just newborns, in the name of Jesus. We have children in every age group, in the name of Jesus. So I thank God for you parents, and I pray for every single parent. If you find yourself getting frustrated, you're doing it by yourself, God knows it's hard. So I pray for every single parent that God would give you peace, that God would meet every need, that you would have your kids, Lord, to even enjoy the summer, even meeting every need and not be overwhelmed with bills and finances, that God would meet you right where you are, even concerning, hallelujah, things like loneliness and things like being frustrated, things like being discouraged. In the name, I feel the Holy Ghost. We bind that spirit up, that spirit of being lonely, and you're never alone with Christ. I wish we would take the Bible seriously. I wish we would believe the word. He says, never will I leave you. Never will I forsake you. Lo, I'll always be with you. But, Pastor, that's not a real person. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. Oh, y'all bet y'all about to get me to preach. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. My wife used to say that, and people used to get mad that I love my husband, but I love God more. I never got offended. Because I feel the same way. God gave me my wife. God gave me my children. God gave me a job at FedEx. God gave me the ability and opportunity to pastor. God gave us this prayer line. So God gave us anything. What does scripture say? How can we give anything unless we've been given that thing first? He says you don't have nothing unless it's been given to you. So when you apply for that job and you got the job, God gave you the job. Oh, it's as simple as that. I already received my healing because I believe it by faith that it's already done. You can't even have healing unless God give it to you. So I thank God. I thank God that he increased our faith. We were getting discouraged with what we see on the news. We're getting discouraged. Our young people trying to find jobs. They're trying to get their degrees. they're trying to live their dreams, and it looks like it's harder for this generation. But all things are possible with God. With God, all things are possible. I grew up in a generation, we did not have the internet. We did not have so many choices. We did not have so many voices. And life was a little more simpler. We played basketball, and we rode bikes, and we played hopscotch and tops and jacks outside. And life was a little more simpler. But our children, if we give them to Jesus, if we teach them about a personal relationship with God, even little Daniel, as people are praying for him, as adults are praying for him, teach him about Jesus. We pray for him right now, Lord, that he would get to know you at an early age, that he would have the ability to pray for healing at an early age, even giving his grandmother Miriam peace as she texts us and asks us to pray for her grandson. I pray for my grandchildren. Glory be to God. I pray, hallelujah, that you would heal them, that you would let them enjoy this summer, that you would give them peace, that you would give them fun in the sun, in the name of Jesus, that you would give them joy unspeakable. Glory be to God. So, Lord, move mountains, move things that are in our way, in the name of Jesus. So as my wife prays, as my wife continue on this prayer line, as she continue to move in the spirit of the living God, Lord, we thank you. Lord, we praise you. Lord, we give your name glory, honor, and praise on today, because there's none like you, in the name of Jesus. I'm so glad y'all persevered and came on this prayer line tonight, because I feel a supernatural release from heaven. I feel that God is going to do something special tonight. And I prophesy over your life, even as we're in the month, the 7th month of the year. Some of you made New Year's resolution. You said this is going to be the best year of your life. And I say keep that profession. Keep saying this is going to be the best year of your life. We're just halfway through it. And if you made that New Year's resolution, if you said at the start of this year that something good was going to happen to you, you keep that in your mouth. You keep that confession. You keep that profession. It doesn't matter when it happens, as long as God is going to make it happen, in the name of Jesus. Though it tarry, wait for him, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father God, we praise your name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name on today. Lord, you are worthy to be praised. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. Lord, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your hand upon our lives, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for your supernatural power, oh God. We thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for your dunamis power, God, your dunamis, your Holy Ghost anointing, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for life. Thank you for waking us up this morning, God. Thank you for our right mind. Thank you, Lord, for the use of our limbs. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for, Father God, the ability to think straight, oh God. Father God, we just pray, Father God, hallelujah, that you will continue, Father God, to direct our steps. Continue to show us the way that we should go, oh God. Lord, continue, Father God, to keep our praise in our lips. We bind up the spirit of depression. We bind up the spirit of discouragement. We bind up the spirit of distress right now in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of sickness, and right now we declare healing over every life in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, Father God, that you, Father God, are in control. Father God, you're in charge, oh God, and that no weapon formed against your people can prosper. So right now, Lord, I pray for every person under the sound of my voice. Lord, I thank you, Lord, for every prayer warrior. Father God, I thank you, Lord, for every member of New Creation Christian Ministries, near and far. Father God, continue to bless those, Father God, who persevere in prayer. Continue to bless those, Father God, who persevere in pressing their way to the sanctuary, God. Continue to bless every family in the name of Jesus. And Lord, right now, I pray, Father God, for Sister Anita. Lord, I thank you for your hand upon her life, God.
heal, Lord.
Thank you for your healing power, God. Moving over her right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I bind up every spiritual attack that's coming against her mind, her body, her soul, her future, oh God. I declare life over her right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for dealing with that heart issue, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for healing her, Father God, supernaturally.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord, for making the resources available, Lord, even as she, Father God, may be waiting, Father God, for, Father God, something in the medical field to take place, God. We thank you, Lord, and we ask, Father God, that you will move supernaturally on her behalf in the name of Jesus. Give her long life, God. We pray, Father God, for long life for Vanita. We thank you, Lord, for her husband to be Kevin, and we thank you, Lord, for her baby, Sophie, and we pray, Father God, for this young couple and their baby, God. And we thank you, Lord, and we ask, Father God, that you would show yourself mighty in their lives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Show yourself strong. Show yourself mighty in their lives, oh Lord, even as they continue, Father God, on the path towards, Father God, seeking your face, towards living for you, oh God. Continue to guide them and direct them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Regulate their minds. Father God, we pray for the mind of every young person, for every one of our children, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our adult children, our minor children, oh God, we pray, Father God, that you, Father God, will give them the mind of Christ, oh God. You said that you have not given us a spirit of fear, but one of love, power, and a sound mind, oh God. So, Lord, we pray for the minds of our children. We cover them with prayer, oh God. We cover every one of our children, every one of our grandchildren with prayer right now. And we declare and decree that no weapon formed against them can prosper in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you, Lord, that all of us that have children, oh God, that our seed is blessed, oh God. Not only are we blessed, God says, not only are you blessed, but your seed is blessed. Your children are blessed down through the generations of those who love God. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. And God is speaking right now. He said, fret not because of evildoers. Don't worry about people who are coming against you. Don't worry about the attack of the enemy. The Lord says this battle is not yours, but it is his battle. The reason you're going through so much warfare is because of the anointing, because of the call, because of the purpose, because of the destiny that's over your life. And God says, do not be discouraged by what you see with your natural eye. God says, begin to tap into the spiritual realm and take spiritual authority. God says, you have spiritual authority. Each and every person in this home, each and every person listening to my voice right now, the Lord wants you to exercise your authority. You have spiritual exousia. You have spiritual power over all of the power of the evil one. And you can begin to speak a thing. You can begin to declare a thing. You can begin to bind up and tear down and cast out in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this power to bind. We thank you for the power to cast out. We thank you for the power to heal. We thank you for the power to deliver. We thank you for the power to exert our authority over all the power of the enemy in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I bind up every spirit on assignment right now against your people. I bind up every demon on assignment right now against this prayer line. I bind up every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. And I declare victory right now in the name of Jesus. The devil don't want us to pray today. The devil hates it when we pray. But he came in a big way, Pastor, when we said we were going to pray today, all kinds of things went wrong. My home internet went off. I couldn't get it restored, couldn't get it back up. They can't figure out what's going on with it. Had to look up the hotspot. Took 45 minutes to hook up this hot spot. All kinds of hindrances were coming against the hot spot. But how many of you know that our God is greater than technology, that our God is greater than any glitch in technology? And here we are right now, and we are praying, and we're blinding up hindering spirits. I believe that we are not the only ones who are experiencing hindering spirits. So I pray right now over every life, everything that's trying to hinder you, I loose you right now to move forward in destiny in the name of Jesus, to move forward in favor in the name of Jesus. The devil can't hold back anything that God has for you. God told me to declare today, and I'm declaring it. I know the devil's mad, but that's right. He gets no glory. He gets no victory in the name of Jesus. God says that we shall declare that what God has for you is for you. You shall receive everything that God has for you in the name of Jesus. So get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready to receive what the Lord has in store for you. This is your set time. This is your Kairos time. In the name of Jesus, we came to prophetically declare that the wait is over. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to open the door of breakthrough on your behalf. In the name of Jesus, increase is coming into your house. Overflow is coming into your house. Blessings are coming into your house. Healing is coming into your house. Favor is coming into your house. Provision is coming into your house. Salvation is coming into your house. Deliverance is coming into your house. In the name of Jesus, the Lord, we just thank you, Father God, for this word that's been spoken over those who persevere. And Father God, even over those who wanted to come on tonight but were told that there was nothing scheduled. So they did not make it tonight, and they hung up, and maybe they haven't called back. But Lord, I pray for those who couldn't come back on tonight. I pray for those who came and thought we were not praying on tonight. And Lord, we touch and agree. You said, well, two or more gathered in your name, that you are in our midst, and if we ask anything, we're touching and agreeing that it shall be given to us. It shall be established. So Lord, we pray, Father God, for those who are usually here, those who come on a regular and could not make it tonight. We pray for whatever their need was, God, that you will touch them in the name of Jesus, that you will bless them, huh? That you will heal them, that you will protect them, that you will provide for them in the name of Jesus. So Lord, we just thank you and we praise you that it's already done. We pray right now again for Sister Miriam's grandson Daniel, God, even as I have to pray for healing over his young body, that rash, we clear it up, we clear it up right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for answering our prayer. In the name of Jesus, Lord, right now we pray for Roxy and Daniel. Roxy and Dan, Daniel's parents. We pray for his parents right now, God, and we pray, Father God, over their marriage. We pray over their family. We pray over their finances. We pray over their personal individual lives. We pray over their careers. We pray over their spiritual walk with you, and we pray breakthrough. We pray deliverance. We pray blessings. Oh, that's it. My God, we pray blessings over their lives right now in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord. Oh, those that performed against them can prosper. I thank you for doing a new thing in their marriage, for doing a new thing in their finances, for doing a new thing in their family, and even for the new thing that you're doing in Roxy and Dan's personal walk with you, God. Lord, we just thank you. We praise you, and we consider it done in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody praise God. Hallelujah. Go ahead and worship him. We magnify your name, oh God. We need you, Holy Ghost. Come on, let's get the Holy Ghost involved. Hallelujah. God says, with two or more gather, I'm in the presence. Prayer takes us into the presence of God. None more question, they can't shut up, baba, shut up, baba. Lord, we thank you for your power. I feel the Holy Ghost. We thank you for your power. People say you can't feel God, but you can feel him all over you. You can feel his power. I release release the power of God through this prayer line in the name of Jesus. We release his power. We release Holy Ghost power. Nada moko shalama. Over this prayer line, into every home, into every heart, in the name of Jesus. Nada moko shalama. Every hindering spirit, I see hindering spirits flee. I see hindering spirits scurrying, being cast out of every home, out of every situation, out of every marriage, out of every family. We take back our children tonight. We snatch our children off of drugs. We snatch our children out of gang relationships. We snatch our children out of homosexuality. We snatch our children out of relationships that are not pleasing to God. We snatch our children out of poverty. We snatch our children out of lack. We snatch our children out of hopelessness. We snatch our children out of depression. We snatch them out in the name of Jesus. And we declare and decree that our children are blessed. Our seed is blessed. And the devil has no reign, no dominion, no authority in the lives of our children. We declare that our children are blessed. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Begin to call on the name of your children. Call out the names of your children. Yeah. Declare them blessed. We declare them blessed. Your adult children. We declare that Hakeza, Jester, Marcus, Kayla, Sudani, Nairobi, Niella, Joshua, oh glory, hallelujah, all of our children, all of our grandchildren, we declare that they are blessed. We declare that they are blessed and highly favored of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We declare a blessing over every child. Call on the name of your children. Call out the names of your children, church. Call out the names of your grandchildren. God says, I'm blessing your seed. I'm blessing them in the natural realm. God says, I already blessed your seed in the supernatural. Natural realm. But right now, I'm blessing them in the natural realm. In the name of Jesus, your children are blessed. Favor is following your children. Goodness and mercy are following your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Call them out. Call out the names. God says, I hear every name. I have them written in my book. I have them written on the palms of my hand. I'm watching over your seed. I'm watching over your children. In the name of Jesus, I have the hedge of protection around them. Lord, we thank you and we praise you. We praise you, God. We pray for every young person in New Creation Christian Ministry. We pray for every family, God. We thank you, Lord. Even as we pray one by one and name by name in our personal time, we pray for each member name by name and one by one. God, you know each and every one of them, every member of this prayer line. Lord, we thank you, Lord. We put a hedge of protection around them, God. Yeah. We put a hedge of protection around them, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every life, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over every family, oh Lord. We plead the blood of Jesus over every mind, God. Over every household, over every bank account, God, over every career, God, every job, oh God, over every ministry, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And we praise you. I pray for Jacqueline tonight, God. Continue to bless her, oh God. Continue to heal her, God. Even as she came to the church a couple of weeks ago, God, and you had me lay hands on her, God. Thank you for healing her, oh God. Thank you for deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh Lord, we love you tonight. And we thank you for increase on tonight, God. We thank you for sending in the laborers to New Creation Christian Ministries. We thank you, Lord, for every member that you already gave us, God. And, Lord, we thank you for those who are coming. We thank you for those who are coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west, oh, God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, hallelujah, the sowers and laborers and tithers. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for those who will, Father God, work with those who are already there, God. Knit us together, God. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. For worshipers, oh God. We thank you for souls being saved in the house, God. We thank you for lives being changed, God. We thank you, Lord, for, Father God, Hallelujah. Your word could not come in that void in that house, God. So, Lord, continue to have your way. We pray for Rita right now, God. Thank you, Lord, for Rita Leak, oh, God. Continue to bless her in Virginia, God, even as she continues to stay connected, oh, Lord. So, Lord, we bless your name and we worship you, God, and we magnify your name, God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We bind up every hindering spirit. We come against the spirit of witchcraft and warlock. We come against every curse. We break every curse. We break every curse in the name of Jesus that's been sent against this church. We pray for Mother May Thomas. We thank you, Lord, and we praise you, oh God, for what you're doing. We thank you for Pastor Anthony, God. Thank you for his healing, God. Thank you that it's already done. Oh, glory. Oh, thank you that it's a done deal, God. So, Lord, we bless your name, and we bless your name, and we bless your name, God. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Go ahead and worship him. Go ahead and magnify his name. Hallelujah. We need the Holy Ghost. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Lord, we bless your name. We worship you on tonight. And we magnify your name. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Glory be to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, you're an awesome God.
Thank you, Lord.
And we love you tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Thank
well,
you.
We're going to keep moving. And if you have a prayer request, glory be to God, a praise
yes.
report,
yes.
press
God.
One on your phone and
yes.
we will put
yes.
you on the air. To God be the
yes,
glory. Hallelujah. You're so in the spirit, Pastor. Before you turned over the mic and God laid our mom on my heart and
yes.
Sister Rita and Justin.
Yes.
And
amen.
you covered all three in prayer.
Yes.
So I thank God that
thank
the spirit
you.
Of the living God is on
thank
this prayer line tonight.
You,
and sometimes we try not to leave anything out, but whatever we miss, God is right there on it in the name of Jesus. Well, we see these hands raised, and we're going to open up the phone lines. Glory be to God.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. With two or more gathered, he said he'd be in our midst. And right now, area code 678 is in our midst,
yes.
and they're gathered on this prayer line. God bless you. 678, God bless you.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? He kept my enemies away.
Yeah.
He let the sun shine through a cloudy day. He rocked me in the cradle of his love. When he knew I'd been battered by the storm. So if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory.
Thank you for opening that door
yes.
that no man is going to shut, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I know this is going to be my year. I know I'm getting back everything that the devil has stolen from me. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. All glory and praise to you, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for loving Jesus. Thank you for everything that you have done for me. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for your grace upon my life. Thank you for the grace upon my friends and my family's life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for always walking in front of me and making sure that no weapon formed against me shall prosper, dear Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I want to thank God. This week I'm getting ready to finally make that transition. I know that he's going to be with me all the way like he has always been. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You,
I just want to continue to pray for Miriam's grandson and my son that he's saved, that God blesses him, my friends and family, everyone on this prayer line, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony, like I've always said, and I've said it over and over again, you guys have been with me since day number one. I've come a long way, and I know you guys have seen it, but I ask God to bless both of you, your family, your friends, and thank you, Jesus, for your healing power upon Pastor Anthony's life and for the strength that you have given Pastor Rebecca. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Amen. To God be the glory. I received that, and this is a powerful prayer line because I did return back to work on yesterday.
Yes.
And I thank God for
thank
the
you,
prayers
Lord.
Of people such as yourself in this prayer line. You guys lifted me up, the New Creation Church family, my wife, so many people praying for me that I know and don't know of.
Yes.
So there's power in prayer.
Yes.
So, Father,
yes,
even as Sister Maria, as she transitions, I thank you for this smooth transition, Lord.
Yes,
even as you're about
Lord,
to shift
you.
Her, as she's about to experience change,
yes,
as
yes,
you're about
Lord,
to do something
you.
New in her life,
yes,
she said out of her own mouth, this is still her year.
Yes,
so,
yes,
Lord, it's going to
yes,
only get
yes,
better.
Yes.
And better,
yes.
and
thank
better,
you,
and,
thank
greater,
you,
and greater, and greater, and
yes,
greater. So I
thank
you for
Lord.
Increase.
Thank
you for
you.
Abundance. I thank you for more and more and
thank
more
you, Lord.
Of manifestation
thank
in her life. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
And I continue to pray for her son.
Yes,
that,
yes,
as
Lord.
Pastor said, we're praying for our children. We're praying for their minds.
Yes,
we're
yes,
praying,
Lord,
that you would strengthen their thinking.
Yes.
That you would strengthen, Lord, their ability to yield to your way and your will.
Yes.
In the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
In
so we cover her son
thank
with
you.
The blood of Jesus. We thank you for this mother and this son. We thank you for their
yes,
relationship,
Lord.
Lord that you would increase it, that you would
yes,
fortify
thank
it,
you.
That you would grow it, Lord, in the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Lord.
Allow
them,
Father God,
you.
To have wonderful, hallelujah, relations with one another.
Yes,
so I thank you as this mother continues to pray for her son. That,
yes,
that Lord, he would make her proud and that she would,
yes,
hallelujah,
Lord,
both get the
you.
Glory out of their lives
thank
in, the
you, Jesus.
Of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So cover her as she transitions and
yes,
cover her, Lord,
Lord.
Even as she moves into
thank
a new
you,
chapter, a
yes,
new season
Lord,
in her
you.
Life.
Hallelujah.
In the
name
thank
of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Jesus. Glory be to God.
Yes.
So, Lord,
I
speak
thank
favor, goodness, and mercy.
Thank
goodness
you,
and mercy are gonna follow you.
Thank
wherever
you, Lord.
Wherever
thank
you go,
you. Yes,
just
Jesus.
Be confident that goodness and mercy gonna follow
yes,
you.
Lord.
You
thank
can't
you,
escape
Jesus.
It. You can't escape it. Goodness
thank
and
you,
mercy
Lord.
Is
hallelujah, hallelujah,
you
Lord.
Wherever
hallelujah.
You go, in the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus.
In the name
hallelujah.
Of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Well, I know we're going to continue to hear a praise report from you as you transition and
yes.
continue to pray for us. We're going to continue to pray for you in
yes,
the name
thank
of
you.
Jesus.
In the name of
yes.
Jesus, love you both.
Amen. Love you too. God bless you. Amen.
God bless you both.
Bye.
She is a blessing. That song, she took us back with that one.
Yes.
Where would I
be if it had not been for the Lord on my side?
Where would I be?
My God. She has done something up in me.
Yes.
Without one Because if it was nothing, nobody but the Lord. Hallelujah.
On our side.
Hallelujah. We came a mighty long way, but we know it was nobody but the Lord that was on our side that brought us this far. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? My
that,
God.
That song, that's just a good song.
Hallelujah.
You know,
hallelujah.
That's just a great song.
I'm excited.
That's just a great song.
Hallelujah.
We're going to take another caller tonight, but that song just moved my spirit.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I think we all can relate to that. If it had not been for the Lord on our side,
well, I would still be messed up.
It says, "Where would
my
we
God,
be?
Where would I be?
Yeah.
I would still be in the bar somewhere. Hallelujah! I would still be looking for love in all the wrong places. I would still be wondering what tomorrow holds and scared of my own shadow. I would still be messed up. I would still not be in a good relationship. It's only because of Jesus that we can say on next week, Pastor Anthony, that we will be celebrating 19 years of marriage. My God, if it had not been for the Lord, that would not be our report on today. So that's a long time. So I want to encourage somebody on tonight. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Hold on to the Lord. Keep making your way to the house of prayer. Keep making your way to the house of the Lord. Keep making your way to this prayer line, because God is not finished with you yet. God still has so much more in store for you, and I'm here to tell you, don't let the devil fool you into thinking that where you are right now is where it's going to end, because God says it's not over until he says it's over. So that's why you have to keep pushing. You have to keep pressing. You have to keep believing God. You have to keep praying. You have to keep praising God. That sister, Maria Cardo, has an awesome testimony. And like she said, I've come a mighty long way, and we've been there since the beginning. And as she was singing, and I'm going to give it to you, Pastor, but she has stirred up something in me. But as she was singing, the Lord gave me a flashback, and he showed me how she went from crying to singing, how she went from mourning to rejoicing, how she went from point A to point B, and God has brought her to he's took her from ashes to beauty. My God, he's given her beauty for ashes, and she can't help but praise God. My God, her praise is contagious. So, because I caught it, I know somebody else caught it on this line too, but we're going to move on and take another caller. But I tell you, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. And I'm here as a testimony to tell you that God is no respecter of persons. And wherever you want to go with Jesus, believe that you can get there, and he will get you there. Amen. He will take you there. God will take you there. Amen. We're going to take another caller.
Yeah, that's amazing. She always has a song in her spirit.
Yeah.
If more of us would just sing, it's not about pitch. It's not whether you're a soprano or alto. It doesn't matter.
But
she
didn't want to hear me sing.
Well, listen, if we can do what we do, make it do what it do. So we thank God that she always has a song in her spirit. Amen. To God be the glory. Area code 270.
Yeah.
You're 270. God bless you.
God bless y'all too. Thank God for allowing y'all to press y'all way forth. Thank God for the spirit to pray. I thank God for both of you. I thank God for choosing y'all for his glory. I thank God for allowing us to receive that joyous and anointed song from Sister Maria. I thank God for the power of prayer. I thank God for allowing us to know that we have the victory in his only begotten son, Jesus. And as I sit here and I meditate on the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for us, our heart really cries out, hallelujah. Because, Father, you are worthy to be exalted and magnified. And as I sit here and I heard the Holy Spirit release the word from the book of Hebrews to you, Pastor Anthony, I just sit here and I thank God for the prophetic. I thank God for using your wife and your mouth as his mouthpiece. And as I sit here, my heart and the Holy Spirit led me to Isaiah 61 through 3. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon you, and his glory shall be seen upon you. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to know that your glory dwells in your people and in the church at New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. We thank you for your light shining there, Father, and we know it's time for the prophets to arise and shine. Your light has come. God stirs his prophets whenever there is darkness. Those in darkness need to see the light, and the light shines in both of you. The light shines wherever God allows you to be positioned by the gift of the Holy Ghost. The light shines not only in the church but in your home. The light shines wherever the Holy Spirit leads and guides you, and I thank you, Father, for allowing your word to be a light and a lamp to their path, a light to their feet. Direct them in the manner that you want them to go, Father. Allow their marriage, their life to be worshiped to you, Father, and continue to magnify, Father. Continue to allow them to glorify you as you lead and guide them in training of Jesus Christ, because we know that we are connected to the King, and we know that being saved and being Christians is more than just a part of having salvation. We have faith and confidence that you have given us the victory by your bloodshed on Mount Calvary, Father. We rejoice in you because we know you have all power. We know you are Alpha and Omega. We know you as author and finisher of our faith. We know you, whatever the trial and whatever the circumstance, we know you rule and reign. And each and every day, you have commissioned us to choose who we gonna serve, choose who we gonna call, and we choose life. So we chose you, Father, just as you chose us. We love you, and we thank you, Father, for what you've already prepared. We thank you first and foremost, Father, for who you are. We thank you for being that strong tower, Father, that stronghold, that same strong tower that believers run to, and they are confident, Father. And I decree and declare, and if the money's coming against New Creation Christian Ministry, I decree and declare, and I claim authority. I plead the blood of Jesus. All of those attacks are destroyed in the name of Jesus. There is supernatural provision that God has released from heaven for the two of you, because y'all are obedient to his voice. Y'all hunger and seek him in his word. So he will continue to supply, and we know him as provident God. We know you, Father, as Jehovah Jireh. And I ask you, Father, continue to bless them mightily. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are their God, Father. Bless their seed. Each and every individual connected to them, they shall be blessed because they are connected to you. And at this time, Father, I thank you for using their mouthpiece. I thank you for presenting the words that you present through their mouth, your word being spoken. And at this time, I give you the highest praise of hallelujah, Father. And we declare all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank
amen.
You.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God. After the power of God, the fire of God, the zeal of his Holy Spirit working through Brother Jamal tonight in the name of Jesus. Lord, continue to pour into him. Continue to strengthen him, God. Continue in the name of Jesus to enable him. Hallelujah. I thank you that the prayers of the righteous do avail of God as he covered his family, as he covered his grandchildren, as he covered those who he loved and care about. Lord, that you would give him authority and ability in his mouth and the power of the God that he served in the name of Jesus. Jesus said, behold, I've given you all power over the power of the enemy. And I pray that you walk in that. Minister Brother Jamal, I pray that you walk in the authority that God has ordained in your life before the foundations of this world in the name of Jesus, and the restoring and restoration of your soul as you pursue, amen, hallelujah, as you pursue your true calling and your anointing that he has positioned you to walk in this lifetime. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Walk circumspectly. Walk according to the vocation that he has ordained for your life, and no weapon against you will prevail. I decree and declare that over your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm so glad you're on the Lord's side. I'm so glad you're on the kingdom side. In the name of Jesus, we need mighty men of God representing the kingdom and you're one of his soldiers, amen, that he's going to use in this hour. Amen.
Amen.
Keep the
amen.
Faith and keep praying for us.
Yeah.
Keep the faith and keep praying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I received that word as he lifted us up and lifted new creation up, as he always do. He prays and he prays in the name of Jesus. So we thank God for his faithfulness to this prayer line. Even praying for New Creation Church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Praying for our local assembly here in the name of Jesus. My pastor and I were talking earlier, and as she said, sometimes there are contrary spirits, as our apostle always say. There's contrary spirits in the atmosphere. So we're going to pray. That scripture that I read, Pastor, says, pray for one another, exhort one another to good works as you see the day approaching. And as we see sometimes evil trying to rise its ugly head, we got to pray. We got to get back to the basics. And prayer is one of those basics. I hate to say the word basic, but it's the foundation of our faith. It's the foundation. Before heaven invaded earth, what were they doing? They were praying. Before Pentecost Sunday, they were praying. They were praying. They were praying. And the 120 was in the upper room, and because they prayed, guess what? Holy Ghost invaded earth. And you and I now have the Holy Ghost today because they prayed. The devil trying to stop us from praying. Because sometimes when you don't see results, you don't see what you've been praying for in the natural, it gets discouraging. And sometimes you don't feel like praying. You don't want to pray. You don't see prayer working. But baby, I'm not going to preach, but I feel like it. I said, don't be oblivious to the obvious. The fact that you can walk, the fact that you can talk, the fact that you're not hospitalized, the fact that you're not behind prison bars, the fact that you still have your right mind. Can I go on? Should I go on? There's a lot of things that show us that prayer do work. Amen. If we have one more caller, we're going to wait for you. You press one on your phone line, but we're going to go off the air. Mom, we see you out there. We love you. Mother Mae Thomas, we call her. And that's Pastor Rebecca's mom living down in Sanford, Florida. And she joins us regularly on this prayer line. And Mother, we're praying for you. And we believe God for you. And we love you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
That's my wife, Mother. And we're praying for her as we take this next caller in the name of Jesus. From area code 813 in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God bless you.
Thank you, Jesus.
God bless you both. This is Miriam. Thank you, Lord, for this beautiful opportunity, oh God. We praise your holy name, God. And we know, oh Lord, that the things that happen, oh Lord, are all things to work. Everything for the good, oh God, according to your purpose, God, we trust you. God, thank you, God, for these pastors. Thank you, oh Lord, for the mission that they're doing, for their work, oh God Almighty. Continue to keep them in that direction, oh God. Keep opening their horizon and bless them, oh Lord. Bless them in every aspect of the word, oh Jesus. Father God, if it wasn't for this prayer line, oh Lord, and I don't know, because this is so edifying, oh Lord, and so beneficial for my spirit and for all the other spirits, that these group of, that we can fellowship in this way with this group of Christians, oh Lord, your saints, oh God Almighty, knowing that we're not perfect, oh Lord, that we believe you and we trust you in everything, oh Lord. Bless my friends, oh Lord, the ones that I know for a long time, and bring the ones that don't know God to you. Bring them, oh Lord. Father, thank you for blessing my family through this prayer line, oh Father God. Father God, I pray for their mother, Mae Thomas. Oh Father God, I don't know her, but I have learned to feel, have some feeling in my heart for her, God. Continue to bless her, continue to bless these wonderful people, God, that she has nurtured from the beginning, oh God Almighty. I praise your holy name and I thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. There's a sweet spirit in this place, oh God. And there is such a sweet, sweet spirit. And I thank you, God, for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for Pastor Jamal. Thank you, Father, for Maria, for Carmen, and all those that are on the line that I don't know or I haven't heard from today. God, bless their families and continue to make us strong and keep us, oh God. Direct our steps so that we may do the right things in every aspect of the word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for your words full of love and your words full of hope and your words full of power in the name of Jesus. As you said, I'm Mother May Thomas, and you are in Florida, and that state, that entire state has been impacted because you two live in that state of Florida. So I thank God for you, and we're going to continue. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you as our heart is full of love. As Lord, she's looking to the hills with cometh her help. Her help does come from the Lord. We thank God for Sister Carmen Kahlo. We thank God as she has introduced Miriam to this prayer line and Maria, Lord. We pray for Sister Carmen. We pray for Miriam, Lord, as you continue to heal her grandson, as you continue to give her daughter
and her
son lost strength in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, God.
And even bless all her other children, God, and grandchildren in the name of Jesus.
So
Lord, I thank you that you would even encourage this mother and this grandmother, Lord. Strengthen her when she feels weak. Lord, when she feels troubled. Give her peace in her mind in the name of Jesus, and surround her with people and that she can love, and they can love her back in the name of Jesus. So I pray that you would allow her to witness about your goodness to her family. Let her be a light. Let her be salt. And let her give flavor and light to her entire family throughout
Lord,
the generations, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let the love that she has for her friends spread throughout her family in the mighty name of Jesus. We continue to lift Miriam up. We continue to lift Carmen up. We continue to lift all those up, Lord, that have been part of this prayer line on a regular basis. As Pastor said, we had a little trouble getting on the line tonight. So if they called and hung up, Lord, bless them for trying to call in tonight. And we continue to pray for Daniel and Roxy and that family in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you so much for that prayer tonight, Sister Miriam. And the Lord is raising you up to be a great a vessel in the area of prayer. You're humble before the Lord, but you have the heart of a prayer warrior, a prayer intercessory warrior, and God is using you greatly. I see you growing in that area. Every time you pray, I see God taking you to deeper dimensions in that area. Amen. Higher. You're actually tapping into the throne room of the Lord. So you keep praying. You keep praying because God is using you mightily. Your prayers are effective, and God is using you mightily in that area. Amen. So God bless you. We'll talk to you soon.
God bless you. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you so much for everything.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve. I said, what a mighty God we serve. Amen. I love being in a fellowship of women and men that are on fire for Jesus. Hallelujah. They're not holding back tonight. That's what you said, Pastor, that the devil was trying to stop this move tonight. But this move tonight, it's impacting the land. Amen. And we're going to take another call. We see your hand. But this move tonight, Father God, we pray right now for the land. We pray for the nation, God. We repent for the nation. And Lord, we thank you for healing the land. We thank you for healing America. Lord, we pray for those who are not saved, God. We pray for souls to be saved. Lord, send forth your word. You said you sent forth your word and healed them. And that many will be saved. Lord, and changed and turned from their wicked ways because of your word and because of what's happening in this prayer chamber on tonight, God. So when we stand forth, Father God, healing waters to the nations, oh God, that will flow from not only this house, but from every house that's represented on this prayer line. In the name of Jesus, for every state, God, that's represented, God, we send forth your healing power. We send forth your deliverance power. We send forth your saving power. And we declare souls being saved in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're doing. Continue to do it, oh God. Continue to have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray for the president. We pray for the White House. We pray for those who are stuck in homosexuality. We pray, Father God, for those who are twisted in their thinking, God. We pray for those who are confused, oh God. We pray for violence. And we pray for racial harmony on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for our officials, oh God, our police officers on tonight, God. We pray for crime in the urban and suburban areas. We pray for people to be delivered from drugs and pulled out of strip joints on tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. Make a change. Make a change in the nation, oh God. Make a change. We pray for those who are being persecuted for your name's sake, oh God. We pray for the Christians who are being persecuted on tonight, God. Give them strength. Give them deliverance. Give them, Father God, breakthrough, Father God. Give them freedom, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. We're going to take this last caller on tonight, area code 908. I feel the fire of the Lord. Area code 908. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony. Glad to be amongst the living one more day. Thanking God for your health, your strength, your encouragement, and all that you do for the body of Christ in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Just thanking God for you two being my pastors. I know I don't get on here often, but I thought I was going to miss the prayer line. I had my granddaughter, and I got a little busy, and I got on at the last moment. I'm just asking for prayer for my family, my loved ones, everybody I know that's going through, plus myself, praise God. Just love everybody on the prayer line, thanking everybody for encouraging words. I didn't get on here to hear the prayer or what was led into the word or anything, but I know that God is able to do all things and above.
Yes.
And
yes.
I know that God is working everything out for our good. We go through, so many people are going through so many different things in this season, and God is just saying, hold on, baby, hold on. I am right here with you, regardless of the situation. And I believe that within my heart. I believe that God is going to make a way out of no way for me and everyone on this prayer line. I believe that God is going to make a way for the president, for every country that's suffering, praise God. I believe, God, for everything on today. I believe in God and more faith for me. I need more faith. I need God to just move on my behalf and just give me faith beyond faith.
Yes.
And I ask that you pray for me and mine. I ask that you pray for my son, Isaiah, especially, praise God. I love him dearly, and God, don't make no mistakes. I'm asking God to give him a job and just do miraculous things in my whole family's life.
Yeah.
And just do things for me. I've been dreaming a lot, and I'm not going to go into that, but God has been speaking to me, and I know that God loves me. It's just my faith that's a stumbling block for me. You know, you're up some days and you're down some days. But I still have faith. I wake up every day just thanking God for who he is in my life and my loved one's life. And my pastors and my church family is always on my tongue before God. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for both of my pastors. They stood by me when no one else was there. And I just thank them a whole bunch, and I love them dearly. I don't say it often, but I ask everyone for prayers for them. You know, I know you're praying for them. And I just need prayer right now. You know,
yes.
I don't ask for prayer often, but I just feel discouragement in my soul. My soul wants to be in church. My soul is crying out to the Lord. My soul is just like yearning for just God, you know. And
yes.
He's been speaking, but not being able, not saying that I can't touch him, because he talks to us in our most quietest hours, and that's when he speaks to me. But sometimes we are not able to understand what he's saying, and sometimes we just got to wait on him to open it up. And
yeah.
I love the Lord with all my heart, and I know I'm up and down some days, but it's not on my heart to be like that. I want to give everything to God, everything.
Yeah.
If I could stay in the sanctuary 24/7, that is my most safe place.
Yeah, yeah.
I just ask that you pray for me. And Pastor Rebecca, I love you dearly. And Pastor Anthony, I love you dearly.
Amen.
Don't think that I have forgotten about you guys. I'm just need prayers. That's all. My heart is just crying out. And I know that everyone is praying for me. So just keep me in your prayers and pray for me and my family. Much
prayer.
Amen.
We're gonna go right into prayer.
Yes.
Father, I thank you for Sister Lori. I thank you in the name of Jesus for your daughter in Zion. I thank you right now for her life, Lord, her health, her strength. I pray right now for the regulation of her mind, that you would give her heart and her mind peace in the name of Jesus. Keeping her in perfect peace.
Yes,
Father, I thank you, hallelujah, in the middle of storms, in the middle of trouble, in the middle of turmoil. God, you are right there in the name of Jesus. And if God be for her, who dare come against her? So I thank you for this mother. I thank you for this grandmother in the name of Jesus. She wants a closer walk with you, God. She wants to serve you, Lord. She wants to do your will. In the name of Jesus. And her eyes have not seen, her ears have not heard, it hasn't even penetrated her heart what you have prepared for her, because she loves you. So I thank you for the love that only you can put in her heart, Lord, in the name of Jesus. But Lord, she says sometimes it gets weary, sometimes she gets weak, sometimes she gets discouraged. And right now, I pray that you would encourage her by the power of the Holy Ghost. We speak encouragement into her life. We speak strength into her life. We speak newness, Lord, into her life. In the name of Jesus. You said we have not because we ask not. And right now we lift glory up to you. We put her on your altar. We lay her before the throne of your mercy and your grace. And we say, Lord, do a work in her life. Do a supernatural work on her body. Do a supernatural work in her mind. In the name of Jesus. Restoration. Restoration. Restore strength. Restore joy. Restore her praise. Restore her power in the name of Jesus. So right now, God, we pray for our children. We pray for Isaiah, that you will give him favor in the marketplace. Give that young man a job. Give him gainful employment. We pray for Elijah. We pray for Ashley. We pray for her other two daughters in the name of Jesus, that you would give all her children jobs, that you would give them favor, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and that you would bless Isaiah, Father. Hallelujah. Let him know that he's different. Let him know that he's cut from a different pattern and a different material, and he's cut from a different branch. Oh, glory be to God. Give that young man the ability to be independent in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, give this mother peace. Give this mother peace, Lord. Help her not to worry about her children in the name of Jesus. So we thank you that she's part of the New Creation Church family, and that you will make a way for her to get to church, and you will make a way for her to get to the house of the Lord, and you will make a way for her to make room for the call and the gift that's on her life in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the prophetic and the ministry that you have put in her life, Lord, that you will make a way through the process to prepare her in the name of Jesus. So I thank you, Sister Lori, that you put a hedge around her life.
Yes.
That you give her protection.
Yes.
Give her protection, Lord, on every side. In the name of Jesus. So I thank you that you will continue to stir up the love that she has for her pastors, the love that she has for her church family, and just let this mother love her children and bless her grandchildren and meet every need, Lord. Give her the money, the money and all the resources that she needs. Wherever she lacks, Lord, make it happen in Jesus' name. Amen. Even though you think you're not in the spirit, and you might be sometimes feeling though you're missing it, as you said, I missed the beginning, I missed the testimonies, and you can go back and listen to the archives if you so led. It's always recorded on the internet, but God is telling me to tell you to read the passage that we started with, and that's Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 19 to 25. But
10
he told me, Hebrews chapter 10. I read from chapter 19 to verse 25, but he told me to tell you to go down to verse 26.
Verse 26.
Hebrews chapter 10, 19 to 26.
Okay, 19 to 26.
To 26.
Yeah.
And meditate on that. Just read it over and over if you have to. But it's going to speak to you. And it's going to speak to where you are in this season of your life. Amen?
Yeah. Amen.
While I got you on the phone, I just want to read verse 23. And verse 23 says, let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that promised. So I believe, God, that you're not going to waver in your faith because he is faithful that promised. So sometimes we get a little off track, but read that scripture, read that passage, and you're going to be right back with God. Because as I was praying, Pastor kept saying restoration. Pastor kept saying restore. So I know, God, as you press your way through this prayer line tonight, I know God has restored some things that the devil tried to take away. Your praise is back. Your joy is back. Your happiness is back. Your zeal for God is back. Your passion for your purpose is back. Your passion for your purpose is back. I'm going to say it one more time. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Let's make him mad. Your passion for your purpose is back.
Yes, God.
Receive it. Receive it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise him. Hallelujah. And my God. Hallelujah. Praise him. Come on and praise him with her. Amen. I know we're still, just praise him. That's all we can do. Go ahead and praise God. Worship him. Hallelujah. We worship you, God. We magnify your name, God. We glorify your name. Oh, glory, Pastor. What a word. Hallelujah. We just magnify your name, oh Lord. We worship you. Hallelujah. You are worthy, God. There's none like you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you for the word. There was a shift. My God, even that pastor, God told me he was shift there tonight. God told me, even before you began to give her that word, God said he was shifting her tonight. And there's been a shift, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's been a shift. Oh, glory. This is what the devil was trying to prevent, but God said, I shifted you anyhow. He said, I shifted you anyway. Hallelujah. Even with the adversity, even with the warfare, even with like you said, you not being where you need to be or being in a position, God said, I shifted you anyway. Hallelujah. Because God said, I see your heart. He said, man looks at the outward appearance, but I'm looking at your heart. And God says, I see your heart. My God. So all you got to do is show up. Oh, my God. He said, he's going to make a way. It's already been done. He said, you just need to show up and keep showing up. And oh, my God. Hallelujah. So show up. Just show up. And even with being in the sanctuary, God said, come to church, show up, be on time, and bring a change of clothes because it's time to go to work. It's time to go to work. Hallelujah. He said, come to church, press, be there on time, and bring a change of clothes because it's time to go to work. The shift has occurred. So to God be the glory. Amen. And the dry season is over. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. So it's time. It's time. My God. It's due season. So we will see you on Sunday.
Yes.
That's it. We will see you on Sunday. And heed the word of the Lord. Take heed to what God has spoken, and you're getting ready to elevate. Everything's up from here. Oh, my God. Your down seasons are over. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. The devil has been defeated. He has been defeated tonight. Tonight. This is where he was trying to stop. We couldn't even get on the prayer line tonight. We came late, but the devil has been defeated. And I know that's not symbolically correct, but the devil has been defeated. Amen. Hallelujah. So walk in your victory. Amen. Hallelujah. Continue to rejoice. Hallelujah. If you need to get there on time, we'll talk. But God bless you, and we will talk, and we'll talk before Sunday. So God bless you. We love you. Amen.
Yes.
And keep that rejoicing. Amen. Keep that praise. You got it. Keep it.
Yes, God. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord.
Keep that joy of the Lord. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
To God be the glory. I know everybody on this line is rejoicing with her tonight.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Because I'm rejoicing. Amen. Well, amen. That's it. Amen. God has spoken. Let the church say amen. Sister Carmen, we see you. We thank God for you. We pray for you and your household. Father God, we thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you for her household. We thank you for her husband. We thank you for her marriage. We thank you for her children, her grandchildren, oh God, and everything that you're doing in her life, her great-grand. Lord, we just thank you for blessing Sister Callum for the seed that she has sown into this ministry and into her pastors and into this prayer line. Thank you, Lord. Continue to bless her, heal her, deliver her, whatever she needs, Father God, just provide for her, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're providing for her naturally, spiritually, oh God, that there's nothing that she can require of you that will not be given to her because she's been faithful. So, Lord, we just thank you for her daughter. We thank you for her sons. We thank you for everything that you're doing in her life. Bless her and bless her indeed. Keep her. Keep her and keep her, oh God, in peace. And keep her in joy. And keep her, oh God, in wholeness, oh God. Let her prosper and be in good health, even as her soul prospers. So, Lord, we thank you for this prayer life. We thank you for Sister Carmen. We thank you for my mother, Mother May Thomas. Thank you for healing her knees. Thank you for healing her ankles, oh God. We touch her Nama Koshana Mama. We touch her body right now, Lord. We thank you for total healing, total deliverance. We thank you for taking away the pain, God, in the name of Jesus. Any swelling, any aching. We bind up the spirit of arthritis, oh God, and we declare that by the stripes of Jesus, he is healed. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Bless our children, bless our grandchildren, bless my sisters, my brother, bless Jackie, my sister, Sergeant Major Jackie, over in Jordan on tonight, God. Even as she's in the embassy, oh God, God. We thank you for keeping her safe, oh God. We thank you for your hand upon her life. Continue to bless my brother Derek as he travels to Jordan to be with his wife. We thank you, Lord, for keeping them safe while they are over there out of the country. Lord, we thank you. Let them be a light. Let them be a light. Let them be a light that shines in darkness, oh God. So, Lord, we just thank you for my sister Rashida, my sister Barbara, and her children. Continue to bless and keep her, oh God. Thank you for my sister Renee, oh God. Thank you for healing her, God. My Uncle Brila, my Aunt Josephine, Lord, my Aunt Fanny. Lord, we thank you for all of the members of our family. Aunt Laura, thank you for her being a blessing. I thank you for my Aunt Laura right now. I thank you for my Aunt Laura, God, who's been such a blessing to us. I pray for her family. I pray for her sons, the Junior and Derek and Mike. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in their family. I thank you, Lord, for, Father God, bringing those boys around their mother, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for saving them. I thank you, Lord, for family unification, oh God. I thank you, Lord, for unity in their family, God, that they will hold up their mother, that they will bless their mother, that they will cherish their mother, that they will protect their mother, that they will provide for their mother, that they will be there for their mom. So, Lord, thank you for it being done, and we declare it done. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen. Well, I could go on all night. I feel God. I feel the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord, for Hakita. Continue to bless my daughter, God. Continue to bless her and my grandkids. Open doors that no man can close. Thank you for what you're doing in her life, God. And, Lord, we just thank you that it's already done, God. Give her peace. Give her joy. Give her rest. Give her provision. Lord, we just thank you for your hand upon Hakita's life. And thank you for the joy of the Lord being her strength. As you continue to go closer to you, we thank you for what you're doing in her life and the lives of our grandchildren. We bless you, God, and we bless you indeed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 amen. Well, I hear the struggle is over. My Aunt Laura told me today that the storm was over. She told me, Pastor Ann, we had already made it through the storm. Amen. She said, the worst is over, that we had already made it through the storm. And I want to say that to you tonight, who are listening on this prayer line, and Hakita, who's sitting here with us in this time of prayer. The worst is over. Amen. You made it through the storm. You made it through the worst part of the storm. You can put down your umbrella. The sun is shining on you. The S-O-N, the sun is shining in your life. Amen. So I'm going to play The Storm Is Over. Pastor Anthony and I love you guys. We're, for those of you who are local, 1482 Maple Avenue. God is shifting the house. We're in a new season. Amen. Great things are happening in the house. Amen. And thank you for all of you who continue to sow seed into New Creation Christian Ministries. That's P.O. Box 2476 Bloomfield, New Jersey, P.O. Box 2476, Bloomfield, New Jersey, Pastor Rebecca, Pastor Anthony Simmons, 07003. The church location is 1482 Maple Avenue. We're in Hillside, New Jersey. Our service is on Sunday at 12:30. Meet me at the house. Meet me at the house of the Lord. Amen. There's joy in the house. There's peace in the house. There's healing. Oh, y'all got to stop me. Oh, meet me Sunday because I'm preaching Sunday and I'm on fire. Amen. God bless you. We love you. All of you. We love you. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen. Hallelujah. Go in peace.
storm is over now. No more cloudy days. They're all gone, gone away. I feel like I can make it. The storm is over now.
I'm